With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-El.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week! This is where we take idiots that you've sent us at either frangela08 at gmail.com mm-hmm. or idiotoftheweekweekweek at gmail.com.
Yep.
Follow us on social medias there, and we mock them.
Yes, that's what we do. It's what we do.
It is an avocation.
And a vocation.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a calling.
We have found our calling, or
Thank
one of
you.
Them. I think we maybe have two.
What's the other one?
The other one is just, I think, to try to make things a little bit better.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
make people laugh.
That's everybody's.
No, it's not. I can name an entire cabinet worth of people who it's not.
You know, you can't, let me tell you something. The Sexy Liberal Tour, Virtual Tour 3 is coming up.
That's right. The third show. Don't be that person who hasn't seen the first three at the fourth.
Like, that's like
we're establishing,
not knowing Luke, I am your father.
That's right. Oh, I missed Return of the Jedi, which, you know, that's actually, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you go, wow.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You have to watch it. It's August 22nd is the next one. And you can go right now to sexyliberal.com and buy, you can watch the first two shows.
Yeah.
Watch them whenever you want to.
Anytime. And then you can also, I think that the VIP experience might be sold out, but we might be doing the drunk lunch.
I'm going to tell you something. I had a great time at drunk lunch.
Drunk lunch was good.
The brunch the next morning is a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun talking to people, and it's a really fun show. And we are now establishing callback characters.
Yeah.
And bits. Ooh, it's exciting. Delicious.
Angela came up with a great idea. I hope that we could talk Stephanie into doing it.
Because she would be so good at it.
She'd be so good at it. She'd be perfect.
She's perfect. It's perfect casting.
It's perfect. Girl, it's perfect.
Perfect casting.
Anyway. So, yeah, do that.
Sherry does it so well.
She does it so well.
She does it so well. All right.
Totally.
We won't, but you got to see the show.
Yes, you got to see the show.
It's online. Anyway. You don't have to go anywhere.
Anyway, also, you can get a cameo.
That's right. Cameo. It's just a short message to you or friends or family or somebody you hate. Whatever. We're down.
Yeah.
It's just a
We're
message.
Down to ride. Whatever
Check
you need.
Check that out. And thank you to all of our Patreon friends. We really appreciate it.
Bless
especially
you.
At the start of crappy unemployment check times. But like severe disappointment. You know, you gotta hit people with a low number first.
You know what?
Because this you can't go back in time.
No,
you can't
you
go back to holding hands.
You can't go back. That's what mama always said.
You can't go back to holding hands.
You can't go back to holding hands.
So, it's the same thing. You can't give me some healthcare and then try to take it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not how. So but check out Patreon. Thank you if you can. And we appreciate and love you, all of you, just for listening.
And always catch us on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday morning. I'm sorry we weren't there last week. I was meditating.
And made a mistake on the date.
You know what?
Because you act like the meditating came up on you like a storm.
Every time.
It's not. People are like, you just screwed up the date.
I'm not even looking at her right now, y'all.
Because she's guilty.
Guilty. I'm a little guilty.
When she's guilty, her eyes they glint a little.
They glint, and I can't look at people.
I'm gonna tell you something. She's got like 30 tails.
You know what? Don't tell other people the tails.
They know that. Let's see them. They're very. I'm saying nothing interesting by saying that. They're very obvious.
Yeah,
you are so
true.
Like a cartoon character who's hiding something.
Oh
like
my
you're like
God.
The smile, the biggest you know cheek. Your eyes are just smiling.
We have work
and you're
trying
to suppress a smile the whole time. And I'm like, what did you do? Mischievous one.
It's so true.
Thank you
it's
so much true. For submitting these idiots.
Thank you. Okay. We had a request. I think really our first real request.
We've had some in the past, but this was like, it really did feel like we're up in the DJ booth, the idiot booth, spinning stupid.
Yeah.
And Zandy G wrote us an email request.
Mm-hmm.
She said a revisit request.
Yeah.
You know, she just was like, there's this one idiot story that I can't find. And the thing is, I don't know where it is.
Yeah,
I tried to think of what year it might have even been. It's not that long ago. It's
no,
not.
It is.
Is it?
It is. I think we did it on the radio, Angela.
It's possible we did.
We've talked about
on our weekend
it.
Weekend show?
On the weekend show.
It's
we
possible.
Did it. I can see us reading it there.
Yeah, I can see. So this is the thing. So she's like, and then so like, since we can't find it, as we say, stupid doesn't spoil, sadly and happily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is a revisit of a very good idiot story.
Yeah. Vicar hospitalized with potato up his bum. Now
I'm sorry,
we...
Francis. Did you say vicar?
Vicar. That's
hospitalized
like a
with potato
that's like an English priest.
Right. Right. He a vicar.
Yeah. He run a church.
He religious.
He clergy.
He went to the hospital because there was a potato up his butt.
Now. I know my potatoes. First of all,
let me just say right now.
Let's consider potatoes, okay?
You want to start with the potatoes?
Let's start with the potatoes.
You don't want to start with like the vicar?
No.
Okay, we'll start with potatoes.
We'll start with the potatoes.
It's a vegetable.
It's a vegetable. And there's different types of potatoes.
That's right.
Okay, first of all, I know the potato came to everybody's head was a russet, okay?
Oh, yeah. Good old Idaho russet.
Idaho russet. That's a little bit big, okay?
A little bit?
I think we have to recalibrate our expectations.
What if it was a nice trio or melange of smaller baby potatoes?
It could be.
and then that would be okay.
A white or a yellow potato or a red potato or
it's
a
not,
fingerling.
It's not the size that's the issue here. Now, that's the reason, that's I'm hoping the reason he couldn't get it out. There, we don't know that,
though. We don't know.
He just got scared. He got so far into the situation and then didn't want to risk
everything
it.
Everything just clenched up.
And he just couldn't, he didn't know what to do. I don't know, but this is the thing. What I do know is you're absolutely right that unfortunately, and we can tell you this spoiler alert right now, they don't tell you what type of potato it is.
They don't.
Bad reportage.
But I want you to use your imagination. You don't have to just see a russet.
What you have to see is something that could get stuck.
Yes. Yes.
So not mashed.
Not mashed. No. It's a
not
whole
whipped.
Potato. We all know it's a whole potato.
Probably not peeled.
No, God. Wait.
What's worse? Ask yourself. I would prefer peeled, I think.
We all would prefer peeled.
First of all, it's a little moister, I think. But also,
yes.
There's dirt sometimes on the eye. I don't want the dirt.
You know, you don't want that.
I don't want any of this. But right now, let me just blanket. I know you should say never. But never with this. No, I don't want this. Nobody has to ask me this question.
Well, the vicar claims a potato.
Oh, my God. This is...
He claims...
Get ready. Pull
this
over
word.
If you're driving.
Look at this word. Claims. Claims.
Because
claims.
Whoever wrote this word, you could call yourself all the vicars you want. I cannot write this without saying claims.
He claims.
And he's in his 50s, apparently.
Yes. A potato got stuck up his bottom after he fell onto the vegetable while what, Angela?
Hanging curtains naked in the kitchen.
In the nude. Now, I don't know how you hang your curtains.
I believe step one on any IKEA instructions, which aren't written out or just phones, but I think step one is take off your clothes.
Always.
Am I crazy or is that not step one on every furniture shelf or blick and clock and chair?
Yes.
It's get naked. What?
And whatever you're doing, make sure that's a potato.
Just on the kitchen table.
Just in the vicinity.
Now, most people I know keep potatoes. They actually keep a lot of things in things.
Yes.
They don't just have potatoes like loose.
No.
You know? Like,
you know
not
how
like,
you got that? You keep your loose potatoes on the table.
Just roll around loose. On the table. Not in a bowl loose. Or anything. Just, you know. Where are
potatoes?
Loose
potato.
Where
that
do you think
potato.
They are? There's one on the shuffle board over there. There's one on the... On the cabinet, on the outside of the cabinet, I taped it. I duct taped it to the cabinet. So he wants you to believe that he's a vicar who's hanging his own drapes. Like you worked in a Catholic church.
I worked in
is
a rectory
chance...
for 5 years.
And how much did you do? What did you? You cooked for them?
Yes. I set the table.
You cleaned up.
I served the priest.
But the one thing you didn't do is hang drapes.
I did not hang the drapes. But if I had hung the drapes, I would have done them with my clothes on.
Exactly.
I believe the priest would too.
And here's my this is not my first problem. I've had problems way before now. But my biggest problem with his whole, besides the obvious problems, is the idea, if this were any other household activity.
Yeah.
I mean, literally any other household activity.
Okay. Frying bacon.
If he was frying bacon naked, I'd go, that's stupid. But maybe you got in the shower, you put some food, you're going to put some food on, get in the shower, whatever.
And then put your ass closer to potato reality.
Right, but this my problem
okay,
is,
okay.
My problem is the drapes.
Oh,
my problem
really?
Is, of all the household activities that you could do mm-hmm. naked, mm-hmm. what would be the worst one? To do naked. What's the one that could get you in trouble? I'll tell you, Francis, it's hanging drapes.
Yes.
Because what that says is you're in front of a window without fucking drapes. Which means you are naked to the world.
Touché shelter!
You can clean all the floorboards, you can wash all the laundry, you can paint the inside of a room, you can do all that shit. Okay, because it's in the house.
It's in
the
house. The
one in the house activity that I can think of mm-hmm. that you cannot do in front of a window is, in fact, hang drapes, which is in front of a window. This is what I'm saying.
Yes.
That bothers me from the get-go. I was like, why didn't you come up with a better... Because this is the thing that person was... The vicar was trying to lie.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to create the geometry correctly. Because
yes.
in his mind, it's like, okay, for me to have fallen on this potato and have it wedge itself up his butt, I have to be up higher than it.
Which was, you know...
That is
that's
true.
That's Da Vinci-esque of you. In your lie?
That's right.
It's
you can
too,
see you
know?
Can see that famous
yes.
photo of a man, right?
Yes.
But it's like in the, you know, in the circle, perfect circle, but he's falling
yes.
and there's a potato angle. And you can see the compass
yes.
reading, you know, the where...
You get me, don't you?
I totally get you. I see
you
this.
Get
I
me.
See this graphic
you
and
get
it's
me.
Upsetting.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem always with a lie.
Yep.
You can't cover every angle when you're thinking of a lie. That's when you're lying, you cannot cover all of reality.
You were so focused on, and I get, understand me, I get the thing you are trying to cover up is how this potato got up your ass.
I know, I get
understand
it.
That.
I get it.
So
I
you
get
need,
it.
Your, what your, his mind was... Priority one was how could it got up there without me putting it up there? Well, I'd have to fall in it. How could I fall in it? Well, I'd have to be naked. All right. Well, what am I doing? I'd also have to be, why am I up high naked? Oh, you were hanging drapes. And you forgot
force,
the naked
and
part.
That would be the force. The fall would be the force
and
that gets the potato
that,
up there.
Exactly. That would be enough and the angle would be right and you're hanging drapes. People hang drapes.
Yeah. Who doesn't hang drapes?
Lots of people don't. And furthermore, I bet you a dollar to a Vickers donut up a butt. That they got blinds in that motherfucker, too. That this is not even drapes. Bet you anything, it's not even
drapes. Well, when you brought up the window situation, which was brilliant.
But that's my point.
But I also thought that. I was like, also being naked up, that well, you were teetering up against glass.
Well, yeah,
that also
seems
is
bad.
A problem.
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah,
but for me,
that
it's unless you for some way have two-way mirrors in your house, windows, which seems expensive. To say the very least.
Let me continue. The clergyman in his 50s.
Yeah, we said that.
Yeah. Told the medical staff that the accident was definitely not due to a sex game.
That is insanity.
Oh, well, who would play this kind of sex game?
That's crazy.
He had to undergo surgery to extract the spud
from
his backside, y'all.
I guess this woman some kind of person worked at the hospital who wrote this down said that, is quoted in this article saying, you know, this is what he said, but it's not for me to question his story. I believe the sentence, but it's not for me to question his story, makes it clear that you're questioning his story.
Yeah.
If the goal was that you're not supposed to do it, then what you just said, see, she pulled a Francis. Francis does this all the time. It's very Kalyer Holinsky method.
It is.
She will go, I don't want to tell you that was stupid, but that was stupid. Like, okay, but you just did tell me. Yeah, but I don't want
tell
to.
You,
I
but
didn't
I don't
want to.
This is the thing that you miss every time I say that.
I'm missing it
this
every
is what
time
this
she
is,
says
this
it.
This is what we teach
My
in the Kalyer Holinsky method.
That's
okay?
What you teach.
What we teach is that you need to hear the compliment.
What's the compliment?
The compliment is that I don't want to tell you this.
That's not a compliment.
That is
you
a
don't know
compliment.
What a compliment. No, that is not.
That
no.
is a compliment.
That
is
not
let me tell
a
you
compliment,
what that is.
Francis.
That's respect and a compliment.
It's neither of those things.
Don't want to tell you this.
No, that's not a compliment. That's a state of being. You don't want to.
No,
I looked it up in dictionary.com. A compliment is a noun, an expression of praise, commendation, or admiration.
That's rolled up. That's inferred.
No, it's
not.
It's
inferred in that statement.
Not.
I don't want to tell you that. You know what that says? That statement says,
what?
I respect you. I love you. I don't want to hurt you.
By saying you're stupid?
No. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to say anything that would potentially.
But it's true.
Possibly,
the thing is true.
Well, I love you and respect you. I don't want to lie.
Okay. Yeah, but nobody's asking your opinion. Nobody. This is my point.
But
I didn't ask.
No. You didn't ask. But the moment requires it.
Does it?
Yes,
okay.
It does.
This is a convenient philosophy. It all starts. Sense in your head.
It does.
It has no
it's
application.
It's the Kalyer Holinsky method.
It is. I think you should drop the Holinsky.
It is proven.
I think you should drop the Holinsky.
You know what? I would never do that to one of the founding members of this method.
One of them? Of the two?
Yes.
How? You barely missed a life of being in the Trump administration.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You'd be really good at it.
Oh, my God. I'd be so good.
Oh,
okay, anyway. That Sandy G, I hope
that was a
we spent 14 minutes.
So I really hope.
Because the vicar requires.
Good. And it's not a lot of information.
It's not a lot of information, but there's
that's good.
So
next
much
up,
there.
This is from Damien M.
Thank you. Yes. Outrage as woman visiting beach with family complains that others doing the same could spread virus.
She said, it's lovely to get out, but I'm shocked at how many other people are here.
That's a quote.
She was being interviewed
by
the BBC. You
she
know,
was
you
mad
know.
That she had driven an hour and a half with her family to the beach and then complained that other people did the same. She expected to drive an hour and a half, get to the beach, and there would be nobody there.
Right. And then she said they're not paying attention to social distancing. I find that quite annoying, to be honest. It's like being in Tesco, which I don't know what she means by Tesco, but anyway. they drove to the beach to relax and then got interviewed by the BBC. So this is what happened. So then her daughter Ellie added, "It's nice to get out of quarantine, but I think it's going to peak again because everyone's going to go mad and go anywhere they can. Like you, Ellie! Like you!
And your mama!"
Okay, this is the whole problem with our country right now.
Nah, I know.
People get mad about shit they are doing all day long, and it drives me crazy. That's why I was like, thank you, Damian, for sending this, because how can you be standing there giving an interview outside your home complaining about people being outside of their home?
90 minutes from your home.
You
ain't nowhere near your house.
Let me tell you what I know about this woman. I know this without meeting her or even knowing her name, really. Let me tell you. She has never surprised anyone. I know this deeper than my soul. There's never been a time where she was the only person or the first person in line for the sale at Marshall's or for anything. You know what I mean? She has never done that. So thinking that, hey, I'm the only one who's got the bright idea during a quarantine to go to the beach. We'll be there alone.
Her name is Jane Peacock.
Well, see, what I meant is like, I didn't know it.
Yeah.
You know? That is the level of entitlement, self-absorption.
It is
limited.
Deep.
Myopic vision isn't even, that's kind.
That's beyond kind. Myopic. Jane Peacock wishes she was myopic.
And you see how this is what we say when you follow a stupid child home. What do you find? A stupid parent?
Stupid parents.
Look at this. Sometimes they're together.
Yeah.
Ellie, she says, she's echoing, yeah, my mom. Like, this is crazy. I don't think people are doing what they're supposed to. You don't think people are doing what they're supposed to? Because, yes. Ellie, you the people.
Angela, you get someplace, any place, and it's not going down the way you expect it to go down.
Right.
It's a problem.
Right.
What do?
Try to leave.
That's right.
I stop. I look for a reporter for the BBC, and I complain about the other people who did the exact same thing I did. So I can look like an idiot, a bigger idiot than I already looked like for going in the first place.
If you don't like the situation, let me stop everybody here forever and fucking anon.
Write this down if you want to.
If you don't like your situation, change it.
Somebody meditated for 10 days.
If you don't like what is happening.
Uh-oh, staccato time.
Change it.
I'm just saying, change it, don't. But you cannot complain about other people doing the thing you're doing. That's crazy talk.
And then you're just going to stand there and complain about it.
It's crazy talk.
It's crazy.
Jane and Ellie Peacock, you need help.
Help, help, help.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? You know what I hate, Angela?
What, Francis?
When your social media pops up with a summer vacation pic from 5 years ago, you got those great memories, but then it's like, oh, what are these wrinkles and bags around my eyes? When did these show up? And girl, let me tell you something. We were taping the other day, and I was like, oh.
Ooh, that's not right and fair.
I caught a look up at myself, girl.
Delete. Not this summer. No more pop-up pictures of me with deep wrinkles, fine lines, or bags under my eyes. And nope, I didn't get any surgery.
No.
I got some Plexiderm.
Yes, you did. Let me tell you something. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags, all in the comfort of your home in minutes. When I saw those bags under my eyes, Angela, you know what I reached for?
Mm-hmm.
My Plexiderm.
It goes on clear and lasts for hours, so nobody will know your secret. We've tried it, and look at us. We look 10 years younger.
That's right.
Obviously. The results will blow you away. Get Plexiderm and love how you look and feel this summer in the mirrors and in photos.
Go to tryplexiderm.com and use our code VOICES for half off a full-size bottle of Plexiderm Plus, an additional $10 off.
Or try a $14.95 trial pack today by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mention code VOICES.
Again, visit triplexiderm.com and use code VOICES for half off a full-size bottle plus an additional $10 off.
Or try a $14.95 trial pack when you use code VOICES.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. Unfortunately, COVID-19 infection rates are exploding across the nation.
We know it's common sense that everyone wear a face mask. And finally, finally, most states have put a mask mandate in place.
Face masks are still our best way to protect ourselves and our family and our community.
But what happens when the mask you thought you were buying is fraudulent or worthless?
That's right. The FDA has provided a list of authorized respiratory mask manufacturers.
Finding those masks have been a challenge, and verifying their authenticity has been even harder.
But right now, the NewDealShop.com has FDA-authorized respirator masks and
anti-fake authentication on every package to ensure you're getting exactly what you need.
These masks are tested by the MPPTL in the United States and provide greater than 95% filtration.
They've even been used in the medical community. Right now, these masks are in stock and ship for free to our listeners when you add the code SEXYLIBERAL.
Go to thenewdealshop.com and order your supply today.
That's thenewdealshop.com. Get them and keep yourself and your family and your community safe.
Please do.
Please do it. Take care of you.
Wear your mask.
Next idiot.
Rochester radio station fires hosts Kimberly and Beck for racist comments on air.
Okay. So, this is very recent. It was in June, you know.
Yeah.
In New York. Rochester, which is a pretty big
radio station. Yeah, this is
iHeart. So, the president of New York apparently had to fire, or chose to fire, host Kimberly Ray, which I know somebody with that name, and Barry Beck, known as Kimberly and Beck. This is the thing. This is their statement. We made the decision to terminate Kimberly and Beck yesterday as soon as we learned of their comments and informed them early this morning. We will not tolerate this kind of behavior, which is antithetical to our core values and beliefs and to our commitment to our community and everyone in it.
Apparently, Kimberly had repeatedly referred to the N-word live on air while discussing Black Lives Matter and Rochester protests against police brutality. Again, after the death of George Floyd.
Mm-hmm. We can do this conversation.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, I'm going to be her. This is Kimberly. Mm-hmm. This is on air. She goes, okay, let me ask you a question. Were they acting N-word-ish? Yes, that is what the woman said.
But she didn't say N-word.
No, she did.
Oh, did she?
Yes. They didn't spell it out. They didn't say nigger. They said, but this is what's really stupid about it. That's her first slide. Okay, let me ask you a question. Were they acting N-wordish? And she's talking about this group of people who they were talking about some couple that may have been in some way assaulted.
I see how she did it.
So she says this on air, N-wordish. Then she went on and said, if you look like a thug, this is his line.
Right. He goes, if you look like a thug and you act like a thug and you've got 3-on-1 beating up a white woman with a 2x4, by God, you're a thug.
What the hell?
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say all of us listening to this right now, to the sound of my voice, think hitting anybody with a 2x4
is
a bad thing. Thuggish is a weird choice, but if that's how you say, you know, assaulter, okay. But white woman.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that's the only woman who can be attacked.
That's right. Well, apparently, the pair also discussed whether they can use the N-word and said that no one's offended by that. Well.
Now, and this is the thing, can use the term N-word.
Yeah.
So on air, they had that discussion.
Yeah.
So not only have they said it repeatedly and said just objectively racist crap, they asked if the attackers were acting N-wordly.
Yes.
That's another quote, N-wordly.
Yeah.
So, but this is the thing. So you're like, wow. And people reacted right away and advertisers were like, what? And so they, you know, they finally get fired. But this is the thing. This is where I get really pissed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first time.
No.
Kim and Beck have been fired
for
hateful comments. It's actually not remotely the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They were fired in 2014 after making hateful comments about transgendered people. They were hired 4 months later by this station.
Yep. And, you know, and at prime time from 2 to 7.
Yep. So they actually, it's more of a promotion, it sounds like,
yes,
than or at least a lateral
but
move.
But I'm going to tell you something about conservative radio, every bit of it. They love this stuff. They just want you to ride the right line for them. They know they can't get away with this in particular.
Yeah.
But 2 steps back from this, do you know these people? This ain't the first time they've had this conversation.
No, it's not even the first time. I'm sure they've done it. It's just the first time that, as somebody who listening who said, wait, whoa, or not the first time, because they've been fired before. But this is exactly my point about, like, here's my thing. That's why I go, the radio station's fucking stupid. Because it's like, you knew who you were. Act like you didn't know who you were hiring. That's why I stopped getting mad.
Even
that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like at this point,
if you go try to act like you don't, like, I remember on the Kathy Griffin show, mm-hmm. it used to drive, I love her, I love the show. Right. And but she had this thing where she would always get these business shows, and the people would say to her in their meeting, okay, no swearing, it's like 9 a.m. in the morning, and if you could just keep it clean. And so she'd walk out on stage like, motherfucker, suck my, you know, yeah. and they would, but my thing was like, okay, you know, no. That's what she's going to do.
You know who you hired.
She's done this every season, every gig. If you don't know by now that whatever you tell her not to say is for sure coming out of her mouth,
just like me.
Exactly. But you're just not, like, but this me. Is the difference is when you do it, it's an accident.
It is an accident. It's,
that is what if you she
tell
does.
Me, if you tell me not to say something, guaranteed
she's gonna say it.
I'm going to say Never, it. You and just, I don't mean
I've had to.
I
tell people, like, just don't say anything.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it anything. Wrong. And don't say it if you don't want me to say it.
If you mispronounce it, and that happens to me too, though. If you mispronounce something to me, it's the last, and it's the last thing I hear, that's what it's going to be called.
It's going to be. Next That's gonna up. Be your name. Here we go. This one is from Adrian D. Apparently, in Vang, Norway, a group of professional thieves were carrying out a carefully planned robbery. Everything was going like clockwork.
So far, you're like, why is this an idiot?
I know. They broke into a company at night, Good. Located the safe, okay. right? And then set up an explosive charge that would blow the door off of the safe. All right, to enable them to get the money inside.
Right.
That makes sense, doesn't it, Angela?
So far, not only this, they would never be in this pile, right?
Wow.
This is seamless at the moment. Mm-hmm. After setting the fuse, they ran into the next room. Hey, another thing we don't see our dummies do, get right. away from the explosion.
Yeah.
Crouch behind the wall, and they waited for the explosion. Came a few seconds later, the safe door was blown off. Unfortunately, so was the roof of the building. In fact, the entire building collapsed, trapping the robbers inside, still crouching in the next office under the rubble. There had been one of the problems they hadn't foreseen was what, Francis?
Instead of money, the safe had been filled with dynamite.
Okay, I have a number of problems. Number one, the use of the term carefully planned is a ruse.
It is
it's a
ruse.
Lie. It's a red herring.
It is a red herring.
It's a misdirection.
It tells you to go to left where you should have gone right.
Because I think an essential part of robbing is knowing what you're stealing.
Girl, look.
Like telling me, oh, it's diamonds.
It is the one of the first cons I've ever seen work on somebody.
Which one?
I've seen people, a big con in the 70s was, here, I got a box of money. It's wrapped up. Yeah. And that people won't look in the box. But if you show them like a tip of something or whatever,
right.
they will just, they
like
will
you lift
think.
Up just a little bit and they
yes.
see 100.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. But you know, you give people the right weight. You got to know what's inside of something
yeah.
before.
Then there's the other question. Mm. This is where my mind goes. Mm. Somebody on your crew. Fucked with you.
Sure
I think this
did.
Is an inside back door fuck with them job. I think somebody on this crew broke into that safe first, stole the stuff. Look, I'm making this all.
Stole the money and filled it
with dynamite. Now, I guarantee you, if I was the detective on this, I'd be looking for all their known associates.
Yeah.
And I would go, one of those known associates wasn't with them that night.
Mm,
and that's your person.
Yeah, Charlie is socializing.
Yeah, they always hung out, but that one night he was sick.
Yeah.
That's your person.
That's
I totally made that up. I have no basis for it. But I do have to ask, do
yes.
you keep dynamite in a safe?
I've seen people do it a lot.
I was because it does sort of this thing. I don't know. Technically, you can write us and let us know if you know. But I would think it actually probably be a good place to keep dynamite in terms of being dry and probably relatively cool.
And stable.
And that other people couldn't get into it, right?
Yeah.
So you know kids going to
play
not
with
it. Not that you should have dynamite at home anyway. But you never know how, you know,
I have seen many different people have sticks of dynamite.
So that's the thing.
Moments.
So it's like in my mind, like that could be, yeah, that could be a stick. That could be all.
Right.
And also another problem here is we don't know what kind of facility this was.
Right.
So if this was a construction company, I'm sure they'd have other ways of keeping that, you know what I mean? Or
right.
something. Whatever this was, I hope that it wasn't, say, a dynamite repository or yes. something like that.
This is what I love. This is a group of professional thieves. What I love about that statement is it makes it sound as if they met at a table, you know, in a kitchen, and were like, we are professionals, all right?
That's right.
As professionals, number one, if we're going to pull a caper, we need to use explosives.
Right.
Do
and,
we all
and
agree?
Well.
And well.
Yeah, that's how you show. That and planning. Like, yes. This meeting counts.
Yes, it does. I'm Take it down. Off the box. Take off that
up.
Box.
I stick it up. I'm ticking it off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Professional.
You got to know what you're stealing, dude.
Next up. Okay. Last one from Linda W. Thank you very much.
Scottish woman dies after downing whole bottle of sex stimulant poppers.
Now, first of all, we're going to give our disclaimer. It is always sad.
Yeah.
When somebody dies.
But when they die stupid, really sad.
It's really sad. But that won't stop us from talking about
it. No, because it's fucking stupid and it needs to be addressed. Okay.
A woman has died after downing a whole bottle of poppers, a nasal sexual stimulant that is marked not for human consumption with skull and crossbones warning signs.
You know, the skull and crossbones. We still have to do that. And this thing, if you were thinking we were maybe at that point where they could take those tags off those mattresses,
nope.
Because not for, they even printed the words not for human consumption.
Yeah.
But somehow, all right. So,
the unnamed woman gulped down a bottle of XL Gold and died the same day.
So, I guess it contains isopropyl nitrate, which is a liquid drug which gives an instant high when inhaled. But this is the thing. This bottle that had this as one of the ingredients, it's marked as a room odorizer. That's the kind of thing you do like when they put scent in gas. Right.
Then also it's marked as a cleaning product.
And then...
And sexual enhancement liquid.
I call fucking foul on this. Oh, I call foul.
But
I call,
have you
I object.
Used Pledge on a dick?
That's what
and
I'm
you
saying.
You can do lemony smell.
Oh, you got Murphy's Oil soap up by Johnson? Is that what you're saying? No. These three things cannot, they don't have a Venn diagram. They don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's no space
room
in my
mind.
Room odorizer, cleaning product, and sexual enhancement? No.
No.
Mm-mm. Those, to me, and it really is cleaning product,
you're
first
asking,
and foremost.
Thank you. You're asking too much right. of a product.
No.
You're
it's not, no. Not everything can be a utility belt.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Some things just are what they are.
No.
You know, and you cannot, and here's the thing. It already, so they've gone through so many things to keep you from taking this, right? They've really tried.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's, I guess, she bought it from this place called Party Time.
Party Time.
So apparently, this is what I don't understand about it because I didn't, you know, I didn't know about pop. I've heard
well,
of them, but I didn't.
You're supposed to inhale them well, and not drink them, but she drank the full bottle of the
yeah.
substance.
And she says, apparently, but this is what I don't understand about it. It says it gives a pleasurable 20-second high.
Yes.
But sometimes followed by an intense headache.
Yes.
I'm gonna need more than 20 seconds if there's even the merest possibility
of pain.
That's
why I don't do it.
Yeah.
It's
why
awful.
Would you even
because,
do this?
Because you know what it does? It makes you feel like your head is inside of a bell.
Well, it's this is what, so as this guy says here later on, it's like being, quote, lightly asphyxiated.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I don't want to be lightly or thickly or strongly or heavily ever. Asphyxiated. I am not looking for asphyxiation in my free time.
Because you know why? I think you like to breathe. Angela.
I like living and breathing.
Do
and
you?
I see them as very intimately connected. Like they are better than friends with benefits. Like they have to both be there for either to mean anything.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. And they go through this in the article. They go through this issue about where she got it, how she got it. And that seems to be the concern for them. And this is the thing. I have to say, I mean, what can we, at some point we have to say, look, we have to be responsible. If they've put a skull and crossbones, said, don't drink this, and it isn't ever necessarily even that great of an experience, what can we do if people refuse to think?
Well, first of all, I have drug advice. I think practical drug advice.
Oh, well, I know that's why this show is here.
That's
so
why.
Yeah.
And this is not, it's just, you know, a rule of thumb. I don't think you should ever do a drug that you're alone. And I don't think that you should ever do a drug for the first time alone.
Well, this is what
and
I'm.
You should do a drug. I mean, if you shouldn't be doing drugs. Let me start at the beginning.
Well,
if you're going to do a drug,
if you're, I'm down with experimenting and I'm down with doing. I think a lot of things that, you know, a lot of things should be legal that probably
right,
aren't.
But,
absolutely. But that's not the point. But the point is that there's a proper
so
way to do something or
so
whatever.
Insane.
But this is without the drug thing. My thing is, what have you ever, besides the 5-hour max energy, which if you noticed is a very small bottle.
And you know, I tried to drink one once and I was up for 4 days.
That's what I'm saying. But that's one dose because it's small, right?
Yeah.
That's like maybe 2 sips, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that comes larger than a sip or like 2 sips, you aren't, there's more than one dose.
Yes.
So it's not like one bottle. It's like if I thought a dose of bleach was the bottle.
Right.
That's what this person did.
Exactly.
There's so many levels of stupid here. Also, since nobody else is referred to, it does sound like she might have been alone.
And
which
also,
I question then calling it a sexual enhancement because really?
Well, yeah.
When you're alone?
Yeah.
See, I've always thought, and this is going to reveal something that I don't, and I'm fine with it. I always thought that people use sexual enhancement drugs because they had like a physical or sort of issue that was manifesting physically
uh-huh.
for whatever reason,
uh-huh.
but which with somebody else.
Right.
Like it doesn't occur to me that I would use it by myself.
Okay. You know what the popper is for? Maybe. Okay.
This will
be really.
Maybe should we just
send the children out the room, please?
I hope they were gone already. I really
do.
So
theoretically, when you're.
Vicar
when
up
you're,
the bum was not a great.
When you're popping.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to be taking the popper and the light of asphyxiation. It's almost like autoerotic. So during the orgasm,
oh,
that
okay,
is the
I get
point
it.
Of
I'm
the
tracking.
Popper.
Okay, but so, you know, we're running into several problems with me. Number one being I don't like choking. I don't like
right,
not being able
right,
to breathe
right.
in any way.
Right, right,
I don't
right.
find it sexy. I've never been like gasping for air and gone, ooh, nice. Like that doesn't
but,
that doesn't
but see,
work
but
for
the,
me.
The whole point of the of that is not about. For some people, that's part of it.
Uh-huh.
But the asphyxiation is about the
intensity
intensity of the orgasm because you're cutting off the person is cutting off or you are cutting off the air.
Yeah,
and so it
you
intensifies.
Know, I get the chi. I understand.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that I don't, that would not happen for me.
Right, 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 right,
like,
right, right.
Because
right.
for me,
I got that.
Choking
yeah.
would become the new priority.
Right.
I would forget it. I'm going to tell you something. Asphyxiation so, always takes precedence for me.
Yes,
I've noticed that
yes.
when I can't breathe, that becomes the most pressing issue I have.
Right, not the orgasm.
Exactly. That's what orgasm. I don't know what we're even, I don't know why I'm naked. All I know is I'm choking and I'd like to stop. That's all I know.
Should we review?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
So we have the vicar with the potato up his bum.
Outrage, his woman visiting beach with family complains that others are doing the same could spread the virus of COVID.
You know what? We have the racist radio station DJs who are fucking idiots.
Yes. And we also had the professional thieves who blew the safe up and the building.
Yeah, because there was
dynamite
in it. And then we have the woman who drank the whole bottle of poppers.
I still... Even though it's from 2008.
I know.
Have to go with the vicar.
I do too.
Hospitalized with a potato up his bum.
He had to have surgery. Let me tell you how idiot judging works. If you have to involve the medical profession, you go in the in. That's a bonus round
that's
of points.
Yes, absolutely.
That's an amazing. Because what we all know is it was a good... I'm going to go 32 hours before he wasn't, you know what? I'm just going to have to go to the hospital.
That's right.
At least.
You know it. That
he went through.
That potato had gone to rot.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
He hadn't pooped.
And he was like,
he was
tried everything.
I mean,
tried drinking stuff. He was, you know, if he was lactose intolerant, he was eating bisque after bisque after bisque. He was just
that
doing
potato
chowder. He's like, maybe if I eat potatoes, that'll scare the other potato out. He's trying everything. Probably when they went up there, there's probably all sorts of utensils and like WD-40 cans and shit all stuck up there from him trying. You know, because we've been doing idiot long enough. But I tell you that this part of the story that they always fail to mention is all the shit that was in the way of the thing they were in there to get because they were trying to use it to get that thing out.
You know he tried with a stick.
Look,
a pencil.
Oh, with
he tried trying to hook it. He was like, maybe a fork. We'll get the potato.
There's stuff up there that you're like, what? Like, that's the thing. Because you know what, Francis, there was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time.
There was a time in this country when if you were going to engage in something risque or a little bit out there, like in your private adult times, mm-hmm. right? That you had plans. People knew there was a time in this country where people had outs. They had, they thought about, what if somebody walks in right now? What if this happens? What if that happens? There was a time in this country where people thought through their kink
a little bit
more, Francis.
Yes, they did.
They had shame and fear of being exposed.
Yes, they did. Angela, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country that if you wanted a little bit of enhancement to your sexual fun time, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you did that.
You know what? I maybe played some music.
Right? Maybe you lit a candle.
Maybe you had different names.
Right.
And you role played a little bit. You even found that old cheerleading costume. I don't know.
But here's my problem. When you down an entire bottle of sexual enhancement liquid, it says something. Yep, and I feel bad for your remaining people alive.
No, that's right. There was a time in this country when people said, hey, I don't want to die in a way that my family can't say it at the funeral.
There was a time in this country when people thought about
their family and the shame they would feel.
Thank you! I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week. Thank you very much for writing us at idiotoftheweekweekweek@gmail.com and frangela08@gmail.com. And thank you to our amazing, wonderful, lovely production team, Gail and Laura.
Thank you.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.